Books on Tape presents The 1 Minute Millionaire, The Enlightened Way to Wealth by Mark Victor Hansen and Robert G. Allen. Read by Mark Victor Hansen, Robert G. Allen, and Daryl Allen. The 1 Minute Millionaire is two audiobooks in one, nonfiction lessons called Millionaire Minutes, and a novel titled Michelle's Story, which begins on disc 6. In the novel, you'll see the millionaire lessons in action. It doesn't matter if you listen to the novel or the nonfiction material first, or if you want to go back and forth between them. Listen in the order that naturally appeals to you. Introduction. Millionaire Mountain. Mark Victor Hansen.
Imagine this. You've just received a telephone call from the estate of a long-lost relative. You have inherited $1 million in cash. It's waiting for you in a safety deposit box in a Swiss bank. There's only one catch. The key to the box is in a silver container hidden at the summit of Mount McKinley in Alaska at 20,320 feet, the tallest mountain in North America. The instructions are clear. You must personally climb the mountain, no helicopters, and retrieve the key yourself. If you complete the task within 12 months from today, the money is yours. If not, you lose the money forever. Let that sink in for a minute. Would you do it? Could you do it? Mount McKinley is not an impossible climb. Thousands of climbers have made it to the summit. But it still requires some serious planning, preparation, and training. Becoming an enlightened millionaire won't be nearly as difficult or as dangerous as climbing Mount McKinley. But some things are similar. You'll still need mentors who will guide you along the path. That's us. We'll serve as your veteran climbers to mentor you to the top. You'll need to follow a training regimen, the Millionaire Map. We'll provide you with that. You'll need to be disciplined enough to follow through. We'll support you with this also. Are you willing to take the first step? Yes? Then keep listening. Of course, there's more to life than money. Clearly, money isn't everything. For us, it's not even in the top four, miles behind family, health, friends, and spiritual values. An abundance of these four life dimensions constitutes true wealth. J. Paul Getty, the richest person of his time, used to receive letters from his not nearly as rich brother that started with, "To the richest man in the world." From the wealthiest. We agree. One can be wealthy without being rich. Still, a lot of good people dismiss the concept of financial success as an unworthy goal, perhaps even morally suspect. And with a title like 1 Minute Millionaire, we've certain to raise a few eyebrows. Money, by itself, is neither good nor bad. It's neutral. Money is an energy tool, like a hammer. Money can be used to build or to destroy. We believe that understanding money, how to ethically make it, keep it, share it, adds a positive dimension to wealth. Our lives, our relationships, and our happiness improve when we have enough money. That's why we wrote this book. Money properly earned and combined with enlightened intentions makes the world a better place. Almost anyone can become a millionaire, but we're hoping you'll aim for enlightenment at the same time. Just follow our proven system, and the odds are substantially in your favor to become an enlightened millionaire. All you have to do is listen to this program and travel the path. If you want it, it's there for you. And it's never been easier. Never. We are not asking you to believe that you can do this. Let us believe for you. We'll show you how. With just a few extra minutes a week, a little more effort, and a few extra dollars invested in the proper places, anyone and everyone can become financially successful. We believe that you'll be a better employee, a better family member, a better friend, and a better member of society when you learn and use our proven system of financial success. Are you ready? Let's begin.
Why we want you to become an enlightened millionaire.
Are you willing to share the oxygen we all breathe? Do you mind if someone takes a few extra breaths? Of course you don't. Why? Because there's more than enough oxygen to go around. When there's abundance of anything, whatever it is, then sharing is not an issue. A rich person is one who has more than enough. We want to get you started in having more than enough money, being rich, by providing you with the tools and a path to make you your first $1 million. When that happens to you, we believe you will naturally share with others. In fact, our goal is to help create 1 million millionaires. Why? The cascade effect of 1 million millionaires sharing their wealth, both in knowledge and cash, will positively change the economic future of the world. We're both millionaires. Throughout our careers, we've inspired thousands of others to become millionaires through our best-selling books and presentations. Along the way, we've also experienced setbacks. Each of us has suffered through devastating periods of financial instability and even bankruptcy. These were hard and embarrassing times. Fortunately, we rebounded to earn even higher incomes and build even greater fortunes. We know the road to wealth, from its annoying potholes to its extraordinary vistas. Now we'll show you how we did it and how you too can do it. We can only provide you with the tools and a path, our system, that will make it easier for you to become a millionaire. However, you have to use the tools and travel the path. We believe that it is no accident that you are now listening to these words. Let's work together to fulfill your financial destiny. Join us. Set your sights on lifting yourself to financial freedom and then spreading your prosperity to your family, your friends, and ultimately to the whole world.
How the 1 Minute Millionaire System is Organized, Robert G. Allen.
This is not a typical book. In fact, it's two books in one. A nonfiction book, which you're listening to now, and a novel, which we'll get to shortly. You may be wondering why we designed such an unusual hybrid. After having coached tens of thousands of people to financial success, we've learned that people have different learning styles. Generally, they are either artists or engineers. The artists among you are right-brained visual learners, and the engineers are left-brained logical learners. By using both learning styles, we drive the message home more powerfully. Instead of just informing you, we want you to be transformed. Therefore, after these first few introductory pages, the book will be divided into distinctly different left and right side pages. The right side pages will tell the fictional tale of a single mother, Michelle Erickson, who is faced with a terrible dilemma. She needs to earn $1 million in 90 days in order to reclaim her two children. Could you make $1 million if your loved one's life depended on it? The right side pages are meant to represent the right brain of wealth, the drama of the struggle between our dreams and our fears. We hope you'll get swept up in the story of Michelle. Put yourself in her shoes. Imagine what you would do in her place. How would you handle the challenges she faces? Then imagine taking the place of Michelle's wise guide, Samantha, Sam for short, and notice what advice you would want to give Michelle. How would you help her cope with her fears, overcome her oppressive obstacles? What wisdom would you share? The left side pages are organized into nonfiction millionaire minutes, standalone lessons condensed into 1 or 2 page digests. These form the actual step-by-step guide for becoming an enlightened millionaire in a short period of time. The millionaire minutes are divided into distinct modules, which parallel the lessons that Sam imparts and the practices that Michelle comes to embrace. As your mentors, we have used and taught these ideas to tens of thousands of people in different formats with great success. Each Millionaire Minute lesson builds on the earlier ones. We also encourage you to visit www.1minutemillionaire.com, our website, for a free 1 Minute Millionaire exercise designed to deepen your understanding of what is being taught in each standalone lesson. Now, let's find out whether you're an artist or an engineer. On the next 2 pages, the process of becoming a millionaire can be summarized in 2 different ways. Although both approaches contain essential steps, whether you're an artist learner or an engineer learner, which particular way resonates with you?
Next, I want to share with you the 1-Minute Millionaire System. Now, I need to do a preface. It's obviously not in the book, but you're not looking at something, so I need to share with you something and make it so compelling and so irresistibly easy to grok and understand that you're going to get it. And I'm going to have my best at it. But let me do the preface statement and say that Bob and I wanted to have a book that was bulletproof. To do that, one of my peers who was with me with Buckminster Fuller is a lovely guy named Marshall Thurber, who made himself worth $5 million net dollars by the time he was 29 with $500,000 in the bank. And they said, well, what do I need to do next on my journey to success? And he went and started working with the great Dr. Edward Deming and went on to Japan and helped take Toyota, turn into Lexus. This guy is maybe the best systems guy in the world. And what he did is he spent weeks with Bob and I perfecting a schematic. Now, if you get a chance and you got time, go back to the library, look through the book, and you'll see the schematic. What we want to do is take you through what we're saying here. Why become a millionaire? If you want to become a millionaire, it takes two basic things. You have to bring to the fore desire. Do I have a white-hot desire? When I was bankrupt and upside down 28 years ago, I said, I want to be a professional, motivational, inspirational, educational speaker. I want to talk to people that care about things that matter. I put my radar out and I found a great mentor that was willing to lead me forth and do it. So I had the white-hot desire. Was I willing to take action? Was I willing to commit and be persistent, insistent, and consistent? Was I willing to take that action? And if the answer is yes, then what happens is you start listening to this and you saturate, permeate, penetrate the inner spaces of your mind. And you say, hey, wait a second. I'm going to get committed to following the 1-Minute Millionaire System. I'm going to understand it at the depth of my beingness. I'm going to catch on to these millionaire ahas. I'm going to do what Mark and Bob suggest to leverage, which leverage always means to speed. And I'm going to use the 7 arrows that they're going to teach me and take me through. So I choose my approach because there's a million ways to make a million, and there's one right, perfect, easy, and acceptable way to me. Now, I can either take the long route or the short route. The long route is to have compound interest. The short route is to have compound leverage. Yeah, the long route says we can invest in savings bonds, mutual funds, 401k, IRA, and other retirement plans. Yeah, the shorter route says that we could leverage maybe some real estate, leverage some investment, leverage some business opportunity, some marketing idea, some internet thing. And my partner Bob Allen is the master of the internet, having made up to $95,000 a day on it, and has written to that. Can I create a plan that is irresistibly good, that wows my soul, that not only excites me and titillates me at the fiber of my being, but that when I share it, other people will be enrolled in helping me apply that leverage? And so I learn a master set of skills and bring in people who are competent where I'm still growing. Now, if you're ready, then we start to execute the plan and we get on course. Now, yeah, we're going to have course corrections. Yeah, we're going to have feedback. But you're going to start to know rather instantly whether you're progressing towards becoming a millionaire and whether it's working fast enough. And then if that starts to happen, you're going to inspire others to support and work with you, contribute, partner, and come together as a team, which means together everyone achieves miracles. That's the millionaire system. And it's irresistibly easy to understand. And once you understand and just apply it, you're going to have a duplicatable system that punches out an irresistible amount of money for you. Bob and I chose to make this book totally original with all the stuff that our combined 60 years of life force energy into wealth building could make you have cash in a flash. We said, look, if we could distill it down to 4 little basics, what would they be? First of all, you got to have a dream. And once you got that dream, it's sort of an unrealized potential. But then what you do is you have a mentor. And the next big thing here is you got to have a team, which means together everyone achieves miracles. And that team starts to see more in your dream than you see in your dream. And what the team does is it works out a theme. Now, that's the third thing. So we have to have a dream, you have to have a team, and now you got to have a theme. And a theme is a proven system that works every time that you work it. And what happens is it's going to be a theme. It could be in real estate. It could be in investments. It could be in business. It could be on the internet. But once you have that reproducible theme that's going to give you what we call residual income, you don't want to work once and get paid once. You want to work once and get paid like the royalties on a book again and again and again. And then you want to start building other little money mountains. And then we go to the fourth level, which is you're going to have millionaire streams, because every millionaire we know has not one stream of income, but multiple streams of income, which makes you impervious to the vicissitudes of the economy. And the vicissitudes of the economy, my immigrant father who went through the Depression said, if your neighbor's unemployed, it's a recession. If you're unemployed, it's a depression. We want you to have neither of these. We want you to have the abundant expression of multiple streams of millionaire income.
The millionaire equation. Every 60 seconds, someone in the world becomes a millionaire. That's right. A new millionaire is created every minute of every single day. There are literally millions of millionaires. Some of these millionaires took 60 years to accumulate that much wealth. Others took less than a year. Some did it in less than 90 days. And a few did it in less than a minute. In this book, we're going to show you a step-by-step process for not only becoming a millionaire, but an enlightened millionaire, whether it takes you 60 years or 60 seconds. The vast majority of millionaires share certain characteristics that almost all millionaires share. You must implement millionaire techniques and strategies. You must adopt the millionaire mindset, a distinct set of wealth-creating attitudes and beliefs. After years of research on ourselves and with our own students, we have distilled our system into a three-stage process that we call the millionaire equation. A dream plus a team plus a theme equals millionaire streams. Number one, the dream. Building the millionaire mindset of self-confidence and burning desire. Number two, having a team. Attracting mentors and masterminding partners to help make your dream a reality. And number three, a theme, selecting and applying one or more of the basic millionaire models for making money fast. The steps in this book are designed to help you focus on these three critical stages of the wealth process. They form the combination to the vault of financial success.
The butterfly effect. 1 minute is more than enough. Emerson said, every time you wink, the stars move. Edward Lorenz started it all 4 decades ago. A researcher in meteorology at MIT, he created a computer program designed to model the weather. Lorenz had reduced weather into a series of formulas that behaved in recognizable weather patterns. In his superb book, Chaos, James Gleick recounts the winter day in 1961 when Lorenz wanted to shortcut the weather printout by starting midway through. To give the machine the initial conditions, he typed the numbers straight from the earlier printout. Something unexpected happened. What he noticed was his simulated new weather pattern had diverged dramatically from the previous printout. At first, he thought his computer had malfunctioned. Then it suddenly hit him. There was no computer malfunction. The answer was in the numbers he had put into the computer. In the original programming, he had used a 6 decimal places, 0.506127. In a second run, he had rounded off the number to 0.506. He assumed the difference, 1 part in 1,000, would have no real impact. He was wrong. This slight change made a huge difference. This tiny change in input had quickly created an overwhelmingly different output. The formal name for this phenomena is sensitive dependence on initial conditions. Its informal and more popular name is a butterfly effect. Simply stated, it means that tiny changes brought about in a butterfly moving its wings in San Francisco have the power to transform weather conditions in Shanghai. Dr. W. Edward Deming came up with a very similar conclusion. Deming is an American statistician who established the total quality movement, first in Japan, then in the rest of the world. Deming's contribution is historically so important that U.S. News & World Report called him one of the 9 hidden turning points in history, along with the birth control pill and the Apostle Paul. After over 50 years of statistical study, Deming pointed out that in every process there is a beginning and an end. When you focus on the first 15% of that process and get it correct, the initial conditions, you ensure at least 85% of your desired outcome. By focusing on the first 15% of anything, the remaining 85% is effortlessly going to follow. That is what the 1-Minute Millionaire is designed to do. It is a system that creates tiny movements in your thoughts and actions, 1 minute at a time. It is the first 15% of the process. Get this as close to perfect as possible. Once you do, these tiny 1 minute corrections will speed up the process of your becoming an enlightened millionaire.
On the wings of the enlightened millionaire. According to the butterfly effect, as we explained earlier, the tiny flutter of a butterfly's wings as it bounces gently on the breeze can create enormous changes halfway around the world. Drawing on this respected scientific theory, we believe you can accomplish amazing things with your life, even become a millionaire. Using a carefully designed system of focused actions delivered in 60-second increments. We call each of these million-dollar flutters a millionaire minute. Now invest but a few minutes as you start to flutter your wings and prepare to take flight. Flutter number 1, the enlightened millionaire decision. Everywhere you look, even in these economic times of uncertainty, growing numbers of people are feasting on incredible banquets of prosperity, while most of the rest settle for the crumbs that fall from the table. The journey to financial freedom starts the minute you decide that you were destined for prosperity, not scarcity, for abundance, not lack. Isn't there a part of you that has always known this? Can you see yourself living a bounteous life, a life of more than enough? It only takes a minute to decide. Decide now. Flutter number 2, the enlightened millionaire idea. Have you ever had an idea for a new product or service, then a short time later you discover that someone else has beaten you to it? They're making millions from your idea. Realize that almost every day you have a new million-dollar idea. What million-dollar idea is floating around your head this very moment that you simply need to become aware of? The minute you become aware of it, you're a 1-minute millionaire. But awareness is not enough. You need to act on it. Flutter number 3, the enlightened millionaire pattern. How many times will you spend money today? 3, 4, 5 times? Rich people look at these money transactions differently than most people. Millionaires have a special pattern, a unique way they spend money. During each money transaction, they invest an extra minute. This extra minute makes them rich. That's why we call it a millionaire minute. Would you invest an extra minute during each of your money transactions today if you knew it could make you a millionaire? Flutter number 4, the enlightened millionaire technique. The entire process of becoming a millionaire can be broken down into bite-sized 1-minute techniques. In this book, we will teach you more than 100 of them. Yes, you can become a millionaire 1 minute at a time. Flutter number 5, the enlightened millionaire moment. A moment occurs in every millionaire's career when everything hangs in the balance, when the temptation exists to turn back. For many, this moment occurs after a devastating defeat or extraordinary failure. Will you be ready for your millionaire moment? When it happens, take a minute, draw a deep breath, take another step forward. Flutter number 6, the enlightened millionaire threshold. All great contests come down to the final minute, the last step you take as you cross the finish line, the final dollar that puts you over the top. Won't that minute be exciting?
The Enlightened Millionaire Manifesto. What is so important about making money the enlightened way? When millions are made the enlightened way, the process of obtaining money makes the world a better place. One of an enlightened millionaire's goals is to make money. In many ways, he or she is acting like the honeybee. The honeybee's primary objective is to obtain nectar to make honey. While in the process of going after the nectar, the honeybee is actually involved in a much larger purpose. At 90 degrees to the direction of the honeybee's flight path, pollen is being dusted on its wings. As it goes on its search for more nectar, the honeybee is cross-pollinating the rooted botanicals. This cross-pollination is far more important outcome than making honey, for it results in a beautiful, bountiful garden. Enlightened millionaires are honey, money-seeking bees. By focusing on adding as much value as possible in the pursuit of making millions, the enlightened millionaire is actually increasing the standard of living on the planet. This increase in standard of living is at 90 degrees to the direction of the enlightened millionaire's flight path. This 90-degree phenomena has been defined scientifically by Dr. R. Buckminster Fuller as precession. When something is in motion, moving toward a specific objective, what happens precessionally at 90 degrees is far more important. An enlightened millionaire understands this. They know that they must create wealth where everyone wins, creating a win-win-win situation. When they focus on adding value, what happens precessionally will be positive. They may not fully understand or appreciate all the processional events as they occur. They just know that unexpected positive things will happen as long as they focus on adding as much value as possible. As you all know, DNA was discovered by Watson and Crick in the late 60s. And what we want to do is show that DNA has precession, positive precession, which goes up. We have abundance, which is positive precession, versus scarcity, which is negative precession. Under abundance, you have such great things as innovation, charity, tithing, expansion, new opportunities, and lower prices. You've also got altruism, nobility, fulfillment, joy, happiness, honesty, and selflessness. Versus the negative, under the scarcity, you've got lack, lawsuits, fraud, contraction, argument, strife, and higher prices. You've also got as a negative processing force greed, selfishness, dishonesty, ugliness, sadness, depression, emptiness, and pettiness. So in contrast, an endarkened millionaire focuses on going for the money without seeking the add value, resulting in a win-lose outcome. When this happens, the processional events are negative. Thus, the unenlightened millionaire's path will not provide a continuous stream of riches over the long term. Eventually, the failure to add value stops the flow of money. Simply put, the more enlightened millionaires there are, the better the world is. By adding 1 million new millionaires in the next decade, we know that the processional cascade of these new enlightened millionaires, as they share their wealth both in knowledge and in cash, will change the economic future of the world. This is our mission, to positively change the world by providing the tools and the path, our system, to those who commit to become enlightened millionaires. When this happens, it will generate billions of dollars and focus on the well-being of humankind.
Principles of the Enlightened Millionaire. We believe that all wealth comes with privileges and responsibilities. The privileges are well documented: money freedom, time freedom, relationship freedom, spiritual freedom, physical freedom, and the ultimate freedom, the freedom to discover and develop your own unique genius. To become an enlightened millionaire is to be free to be, do, and have whatever you desire as long as it hurts no one and simultaneously helps others. An excellent example is Newman's Own, a company started in 1982 by actor Paul Newman and his longtime friend, author A.E. Hotchner. As it states on their website, www.newmansown.com, it started out as a joke and got out of hand. The idea came from the Newman family's tradition of giving away bottles of their now-famous oil and vinegar salad dressing as a Christmas gift. Then someone suggested that if it was good enough for family, it might be a great product. The company was founded upon two principles. Number one, top quality products without the addition of artificial ingredients or preservatives. And number two, all profits would be donated to charity. Their tongue-in-cheek motto is Shameless Exploitation in Pursuit of the Common Good. The company was immediately successful, donating over $1 million to charity in its very first year. Since then, the company has expanded its product line into salad dressings, pasta sauces, salsas, popcorn, lemonade, ice cream, and steak sauce. More than $125 million has been donated to thousands of charities, including children's programs, disaster relief, environmental causes, medical research, affordable housing, hunger relief, organizations that aid the elderly, and the arts. This is a perfect example of the enlightened millionaire in action, the noble combination of business and philanthropy. The enlightened millionaire pursues a principled approach to wealth. First, do no harm. Borrowing from the Hippocratic Oath that many doctors take as they graduate from medical school, the enlightened millionaire commits to avoid any wealth-building activities that harm or impoverish other people. Create only abundance, never scarcity. This means creating wealth in an ethical, honest, and win-win manner. Second, do much good. The enlightened millionaire enjoys creating wealth that improves the lives of many people. The goal is to enrich oneself while enriching others. Third, operate out of stewardship. Enlightened millionaires are stewards over their financial blessings, enjoying the privileges of financial success while creating an ongoing legacy to bless others. Many enlightened millionaires feel a personal calling to provide support to one or more specific causes, such as Jerry Lewis and muscular dystrophy. The goal is not to amass personal wealth for its own sake, but ultimately to create a perpetual giving fund to support worthy causes. In other words, your wealth is not just for you, selfish, but for blessing the lives of many people, selfless. The first proof of your commitment to make money to bless other people is to give at least the first 10% away. We want to inspire 1 million millionaires to give 10% of all they earn each year back to their communities, to improve the lives of others around them. When this happens, it will generate billions of dollars focused on improving the well-being of humankind. For years, both of us have been dedicating 10% of all our earnings back to our communities. Please visit our website at www.oneminutemillionaire.com for details.
The Enlightened Millionaire, Commitment, the First Step. Take the first step in faith, Martin Luther King said. You don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step, King said. No matter your present circumstances, the first step to making your first million is the commitment to become a millionaire. At some level, we are all familiar with what commitment means. Yet many of us do not understand the essential elements needed to make it real, to capture its magic. To have a genuine commitment requires two things. First is desire. The very fact that you have listened this far is proof positive that you have that desire. The second is faith. You need to commit on faith. We have the tools and the system that will allow you to become a millionaire. You need to have the faith in the process. With your desire and your willingness to have the faith in our proven system, commitment will emerge. It will strengthen you as you take each enlightened one millionaire step. Hans Selye, the pioneer in understanding human stress, was often asked the following question. What is the most stressful condition for a person to face? His unexpected response is not have something to believe in. The good news is you don't have to believe that you can be an enlightened millionaire. Let us believe that for you. We know our system works. What you need is a desire and enough faith to follow the steps that we present in this audio. When you do this, you'll be on your way to becoming an enlightened millionaire. Now choose to be an enlightened millionaire by agreeing on paper, and we're going to ask you, because you're listening, to write out a little 3x5 card. And it says, I am glad to commit to becoming an enlightened millionaire. I hereby decide to become an enlightened millionaire. I can eliminate my money pressures, enjoy a life of complete financial freedom, and share my abundance with others. And then put today's date and year on it and your signature. Now, real wisdom says get somebody else to sign so you've got somebody else that's going to call you on your commitment to be a millionaire. As a further demonstration of your commitment, please go to our website, www.1minutemillionaire.com, and sign up. It's free. We will email you a certificate of your commitment to memorialize your critical first step. Or write us at 1 Minute Millionaire, P.O. Box 7665, Newport Beach, California, 92677. Or call 1-888-1-MILL. Or it's 1-888-663-6455. And tell us you're committed. We're looking forward to putting together 1 million enlightened millionaire friends, and we want you to be one of us.
The Enlightened Millionaire Commitment, the second step. God does not give a lick of an ice cream cone without wanting you to have the whole cone. Marshall Thurber. Congratulations! If you've gotten this far, you have taken the first step, the first lick of the ice cream cone, and you're on your way to becoming an enlightened millionaire in the shortest possible time. This second essential element of the magic of commitment is action. Besides having a strong belief, commitment boils down to behavior. All of us have multiple commitments: self, family, career, friends, and community. Each day you take multiple actions that line up these commitments. That is, you take committed action. To earn $1 million quickly, you must be willing to take similar committed actions directed toward becoming an enlightened millionaire. You must be willing to travel the path that reflects enlightened millionaire congruence, where there is an integrity between desire and action. When this happens, the magic of commitment starts to unfold. If you've not done so yet, go to www.1minutemillionaire.com and sign up. By sharing your commitment with us, you're taking a major step. You're taking action that will dramatically improve your probability of becoming a millionaire quickly. As a 1 Minute Millionaire member, you get free website trainings. On our website, you'll find a series of exercises designed to support you in becoming a 1 Minute Millionaire. In addition, as part of your free membership, you'll receive a series of Millionaire Minute emails. Each daily email is designed to inspire you to continue climbing your millionaire mountain. Do you have what it takes to be an enlightened millionaire? How would you like to compare yourself to the habits and traits of actual modern-day millionaires? As you listen to this program, you might find it interesting to take a simple online test to help you determine whether or not you have the right stuff to become a millionaire. Please go to www.1minutemillionaire.com and log on to Do You Have What It Takes to Be an Enlightened Millionaire Diagnostic and follow the instructions. This statistically valid study is based on the habits and traits of actual millionaires. Please answer the questions honestly. Once you've answered the questions, you'll have your answer instantly. This diagnostic will give you an excellent idea of the probability of your becoming an enlightened 1 Minute Millionaire. Two ways to millionize your life. There are two routes for climbing the millionaire mountain, the long route and the short route. First, let's talk about the long route. The long route is the safest and easiest. You can literally become a millionaire by investing as little as a dollar a day, $30 a month. Here's how it works. Suppose you just have a dollar a day to invest. How quickly could that money become $1 million? Well, it depends on the interest rate that you're using. If you're using a 3% interest rate, then it's going to take 147 years for that single dollar a day to grow into $1 million. At 5% interest, it'll only take 100 years for a dollar a day to become $1 million. At 10% interest, though, you can become a millionaire in only 56 years. At 15% interest, you become a millionaire in only 40 years, and that's only on a dollar a day. And if you can make your money grow at 20%, you can become a millionaire on a dollar a day in only 32 years. To become a millionaire in your lifetime, all that is required is, number one, the ability to find investments that yield at least 10% annually after taxes, as in your tax-deferred retirement account. And number two, the discipline to keep up the process year in and year out. Now, suppose your parents had put away a dollar a day for you starting on the day you were born. How much could that money grow into? Once again, it depends on the interest rate that you're using. If you put a dollar a day away on the day you were born, by the time you reach 66 years old, that's about the retirement age for most people in this country, this is the amount of money that you could have accumulated. A dollar a day at 0% interest equals about $24,000 at retirement age. A dollar a day at 3% interest, maybe on a savings account, equals about $77,000 at retirement age. A dollar a day invested in, say, certificates of deposit at 5% interest will equal about $193,000 at retirement age. A dollar a day in corporate bonds at 8% interest grows into about $1 million by retirement age. A dollar a day invested in, say, growth mutual funds at 10% interest accumulates to $2.7 million by retirement age. A dollar a day invested at 15% interest into, let's say, aggressive growth mutual funds, guess how much that grows into? $50 million. And a dollar a day invested at 20% in things like real estate or businesses grows into $1 billion. You see, the power of compound interest is incredible. Yes, you can become a billionaire on the investment of just a dollar a day, given enough time and the right interest rate. But this is the long route. It certainly isn't the way that most of us want it. We want it fast, and that is definitely possible, as we'll show you. But while you're creating rapid wealth, why don't you also take the long route at the same time? Put aside $50, $100, $500, as much as you can afford every month from now on. It's simple. It's easy. It can be automatically deducted from your bank account. Then if you make $1 million the fast way, so much the better. But no matter what happens, you'll still be a millionaire sooner or later. Agreed?
A dollar a day, a minute at a time. No matter your present circumstances, there's four steps to your first million. First, decide it's okay for you to become a millionaire. Some people believe that the accumulation of wealth is an unworthy goal. Before you begin your journey to become an enlightened millionaire, search your attitudes to make sure you're willing to create wealth in a way that will support your inner beliefs and values. Second, practice imagining yourself enjoying an abundant life and lifestyle. All great fortune started in someone's imagination. See yourself living in the home of your dreams, enjoying ideal relationships with friends and loved ones, contributing to the world through your own unique talents and abilities. Imagine the fortune you could create and the good it would do. Believe it and you will see it. Third, spend less than you earn. But how? Pay yourself first. Deduct 10% off the top of your income and deposit in your investment account. Convert all your credit cards, except one, into debit cards so it's impossible for you to go into debt. Then, live in what is left over. Fourth, invest the difference. Invest your 10% surplus into investments that can earn at least 10%. A dollar a day invested at 10% interest becomes $1 million in 56 years. In other words, anyone can become a millionaire by investing only $1 a day, $30 a month. You want to become a millionaire faster? Then invest more money or find ways to make your money grow at higher rates of return. You can become a one-minute millionaire. It only takes 1 minute to decide it. It only takes 1 minute to visualize it. It only takes 1 minute to save it. It only takes 1 minute to invest it. A dollar a day, a minute at a time, you can get there. Slowly, but surely. Now, let's talk about the fast way.
choosing your millionaire mountain. In the whole wide world of money, there are only four major ways of becoming a millionaire. No matter what your background, you can learn to master one of these areas. Number one, investments, accumulating shares of stocks, bonds, CDs, etc. Number two, real estate, by owning properties. Number three, business, marketing products, services, or ideas. And number four, the internet, expanding possibilities. We call this the mountain range of wealth. A lot of routes can be taken to the top of each mountain. We'll teach you many different models for creating wealth later on in this material. But for now, realize that you'll probably reach your million-dollar goal with a combination of all four. Suppose you make a fortune by launching a home-based business. You'll still need to invest your excess cash in the stock market or other forms of passive investment. Certainly, you'll need to buy some real estate along the way. And if you can buy it at wholesale prices instead of retail, it can make a huge difference. For now, just be aware of the four major mountains. Make an initial gut decision to choose one mountain, something that you sense is going to be your primary investment vehicle. Suppose you're enrolled in a university of money. Which of the four mountains would be your major? Which would be your minor? Which mountain interests you the most? Which one scares you the most? Imagine yourself in conversation 5 years from now. Try these words on for size. I made my millions in real estate. I made my millions by investing in the stock market. I made my millions in business. I made my millions on the internet. Which one seems right to you?
The Millionaire Ahas.
Principles are simple yet powerful models that help us understand how the world works. Principles generate the same result each and every time, no matter where, when, and who uses them. Principles work when you work them. Gravity is a principle. When you wake up in the morning, you don't have to question which way your foot will go when you get out of bed. It goes down, never up. Likewise, 2 times 2 equals 4. It never equals 5. Principles don't wear out, rust out, or give out. They last forever. They're timeless and tireless. Principles cannot be overused. Life is a process of discovering principles, of discovering what works. If you want to make rapid progress, don't fight against principles. Flow with them. Say these words out loud. I discover the principles at work, and I work them. I am forever learning new principles that inter-accommodate with what I already know, to the betterment of my life and my world. As principles are revealed to me, I cheerfully record them, use them, share them. Principles are, without question, the fastest way to do what I want to do. I believe that there are at least 24 principles of wealth, and here we call them Millionaire Ahas.
The first aha, everyone manifests. Everyone thinks that the principal thing to the tree is the fruit, but in point of fact, the principal thing to it is the seed. Friedrich Wilhelm Nietzsche, 1844 to 1900. Look around you. Everything you see began as a thought in someone's mind. The chair you sit on, the table you work at, the car you drive, the house you live in, the clothes you wear, the television you watch. First a thought, then a thing, brought forth out of nothing. Voila, there it is. Everything begins as a thought. The verb for turning thoughts into things is to manifest. It comes from the Middle English word manifestus, meaning visible, and the Latin word manus, meaning hand. When you manifest something, you metaphorically reach your hand through the invisible curtain separating the tangible world from the world of imagination, and pull your desired object into existence. First you think it, then you manifest it. You materialize it. You cause it to appear. Everyone manifests. Some people manifest abundance. Others manifest lack. If you don't have what you want, examine your thoughts. Ask yourself, How did I manifest this? You are the fruit of the thoughts you have planted and nourished. If you want a better harvest, you must plant better thoughts. Just like an apple seed will not produce a peach tree, poor thoughts will not produce prosperity. As surely as the acorn becomes the oak tree, the images in your mind become your reality. Thoughts are things. Every thought has a consequence. No thought lives in your brain rent-free. Each thought is a pebble dropped into the pond of your life. The ripples are real. The more intense the thought, the more powerful the outcome. An angry thought gets picked up like a radio wave. People can sense it. Animals can smell it. The whole energy system surrounding you is infected. Weed out such thoughts. Think positive thoughts intensely. Grow enthusiastic images boldly. Speak only wonderful words to yourself constantly. Feel fantastic now. This colors your view of the world. Like a magnet, you attract the resources necessary to manifest the world you desire. Everything manifested around you made someone a fortune. Everywhere you look, you can see it. The chair you sit on, the table you work at, the car you drive, the house you live in, the clothes you wear, the television you watch. Everywhere you look, everything you see has made or is making someone millions. There are millions of enlightened ways to manifest $1 million. We want to be your manifestation coaches. We want to support you in changing your economic future. Together, we can change the economic future of the world.
The second aha, be, do, and have. Some of you have read Jonathan Livingston Seagull by our friend Richard Bach. He says, to fly as fast as thought, to be anywhere there is, you must first begin by knowing that you have already arrived. Properly adding $1 million to your net worth is a primary objective of this book. Yet to reach this objective the Enlightened Millionaire way, you must follow three steps in specific order. They are be, do, and have. Of course, to be an Enlightened Millionaire, you must do what you love, add enormous value, and leverage it. More on this later. While these doing steps are critical, they are not the first priority. Being comes first. You must be an enlightened millionaire. An enlightened millionaire knows and acts from a space that, number one, abundance comes from making others better off, and two, the primary reason to get is to have more to give. For the enlightened millionaire, it's all about giving. It is rarely about getting. Giving springs from the wellspring of abundance that exists. Enlightened millionaires give because that is who they are. It's the highest manifestation of their true nature. It comes from their being. You must be an enlightened millionaire before you do anything. From that be space, do what needs to be done, add as much value to the world as possible. As a result of your enlightened beingness, your behavior or doingness will be appropriate in each situation. Granted, it is possible to make millions by doing and undoing. However, you won't experience the peace, gratitude, and sense of wealth that come from value-added approach of the enlightened millionaire. You'll also miss the joy of tapping into the ocean of abundance, one of the greatest of earthly pleasures. When both the being and the doing are correct, you will have your desired outcome. You will have riches beyond your wildest dreams.
The third aha, live life above the line. Whenever something doesn't go as expected, most of us tend to blame someone else for what went wrong. In doing so, we lose a tremendous learning opportunity. The world makes progress by learning from mistakes. When we blame someone, it gives that person power over the situation. For example, if John had done what he'd agreed to do, then this would never have happened. That may be true. However, this statement gives John the power over the situation, and we usually learn very little from the experience. If we avoid the trap of laying blame, we sometimes tend to justify what happened. I would have gotten that job done, except that I had to travel all night long yesterday, and I was too tired to focus on the project today. This is just another form of blame. Instead of blaming a person, we blame the circumstances. Again, no matter how reasonable the justification, we lose an opportunity to optimally learn from the situation. If we get beyond blaming and justifying, there's another level of suboptimal learning, and that is shame, beating yourself up. I did the dumbest thing. Instead of blaming another person or the circumstance, we blame ourselves. This, too, reduces the opportunity for learning. Where, then, is the optimal place to view life's experiences? From the point of personal responsibility, from above the line. You see, there is a line that separates you from everything you want, and above that line is what we call learn, and below that line is what we call blame. You want to make sure you're always above the line, that you're always learning instead of blaming. Granted, we may not be responsible for everything that happens. However, the more we're willing to view the world from this vantage point, the more the reins to life are in our own hands. By operating above the line, each of us has optimal control, direction, and command over our existence. From this perspective, free will surfaces in each individual action or omission, allowing us to learn as much as possible from each situation. Life is a succession of choices. The enlightened millionaire embraces each outcome from above the line. As much as possible is learned from each situation. As a result, the next choice is more likely to be wiser. Choose to look at everything from above the line. The enlightened millionaire does.
The fourth aha. Abundance is your natural state. Spiritual books are maps of consciousness. The oldest spiritual book on the planet is the Upanishads, over 6,000 years old. The first line in that great book says, "Out of abundance, he took abundance, and still abundance remained." The universe is fundamentally abundant. There is no shortage except in our own mind, our own consciousness. Infinite money potentially awaits each of us who apply the principles of acquiring it. You can decide to become wealthy and abundant now. The universe will cheerfully provide. Opportunities and blessings come to individuals who embrace an abundant attitude. Others everywhere have created abundance, and so can you. Once you embrace, experience, and choose to express it, there's only abundance. Who can absorb all the abundance of a magnificent sunset? There's absolute plenty for each of us to drink, absorb, photograph, and share. And it returns again and again. It's endless. In fact, sharing always creates more. The principle of abundance is exactly the same. The dictionary defines abundance as a great supply, plenitude, sufficiency, more than enough. It is a principle that cannot wear out, rust out, get tired, or not deliver the goods. Abundance is. Once you own the principle, the results that follow must be abundant. Abundant thinking multiplies, magnetizes, and magnifies whatever is focused upon. What is the significance of this? It means there is more than enough to attend to the needs of everyone, everywhere, and simultaneously create a sustainable ecology and economy. Real-life models of abundance include such a wide-ranging examples as Mother Teresa, Dr. Maya Angelou, Oprah, Paul Newman, Art Linkletter, and Bill and Melinda Gates. To outpicture abundance, we must first successfully and repetitiously in-picture a mental state of abundance. Why? Because our state of mind creates our state of results. Affirm the following each morning and night for the next 30 days until it becomes the truth for you. Preferably, do this just prior to sleep and just before getting out of bed in the morning. Repeat it with feeling, belief, imagination, and absolute acceptance. I am abundant in every good way. Infinite money is mine to earn, save, invest, exponentially multiply, and share. My abundance is making everybody better off. I embrace abundance, and abundance embraces me.
The fifth aha. givers get. He which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. 2 Corinthians 9:6. The dictionary defines a paradox as an act or statement that on one level of meaning seems to contradict itself. Yet at a higher level, often called the meta level, there is a deeper truth or understanding. Properly adding $1 million to your net worth is a primary objective of this book. Yet to obtain this, you must first give. This is one of the enlightened millionaire's paradoxes. On one level, this makes no logical sense. How can someone give before someone gets? This is not possible using ordinary logic. Yet on the meta level, this is exactly what happens. As many of the ancient texts read, "Give, and it will be given to you." Reflect for a moment. Aren't the people with the most friends the ones who are the most friendly? Aren't the people who receive the most love the most loving? This is the enlightened millionaire's principle of givers get. This is the fundamental enlightened millionaire's paradox. Embracing this paradox is a combination of faith and action. It is the process of standing on the edge of a cliff and trusting that there is a fabulous world of abundance in the valley, and then leaping. As in the poem by Apollinaire, "Come to the edge," he said. They said, "We are afraid." "Come to the edge," he said. They came. He pushed them, and they flew. We learn that givers get only through the experience. Behaving this way, often a little hesitantly, opens us to the spiritual dimension of wealth building. Give your time, your approval, your smile, your advice, your wisdom, your compliments, your sense of humor, your talent, your attention, your encouragement, your love. All these things will flow back to you in abundance. The spiritual dimension expands, multiplies, and adds value to all that is given. Giving as you get acknowledges the universe as truly abundant. Giving taps into the spiritual dimension that multiplies us, our thinking, and our results. The enlightened millionaire knows this. There is an ocean of abundance, and one can tap into it with a teaspoon, a bucket, or a tractor trailer. The ocean doesn't care.
The sixth aha: changing your reality is a snap. Do you ever talk to yourself? Many people have a positive internal voice that encourages them, especially when they've done something good. It's like your own personal cheerleader. You can do it. Go for it. Good for you. You did it. Way to go. Do you have a voice like that? Some people have a voice that's more skeptical. Who do you think you are? You can't do that. What an idiot. Why are you so stupid? You can't do anything right. You're a clumsy dumbbell. Sometimes, without being aware of it, this skeptical voice talks us out of our dreams. You have a great idea, and immediately this voice fires off in your head, "Yeah, but," followed by a stream of reasons why it won't work. We call that voice Mr. Yeah, But, or Miss Yeah, But, depending on your gender, because he or she is always trying to talk you out of something. Frankly, there's some things you ought to be talked out of. The yeah buts can serve a useful function, trying to protect you, to keep you out of trouble. But more often than not, Mr. and Ms. Yeah But react too quickly to stifle your creativity. Instead of the voice of reason, they try to kill the deal before it has a chance to grow. If you let the yeah buts go unchecked, you can cause unnecessary anxiety, muddled thinking, poor health, and even ruin your life. If that is the case, you need to learn how to silence them and take control of your thought process. How? Notice your positive, cheerleading internal voice right now. Where is it? Is it loud or is it soft? Imagine there's a sound dial that controls the volume of your internal dialogue. Turn up the volume of your positive voice. How does that make you feel? Try finding the volume level that motivates you, that encourages you to be your best. Notice your negative internal voice. Where is it? Whenever you notice the yeah buts taking control, just turn the volume down. Notice how that makes you feel. There's something else that you can do to silence the yeah buts for good. You can probably find a thick rubber band in your home or office. When you put that rubber band in your left wrist, it suddenly transforms into a millionaire maker. How? Every time you catch yourself thinking a negative or counterproductive thought, you snap the rubber band. Yes, it causes pain. The pain causes a pattern interrupt. Mentally and perhaps vocally, you say, "Ow!" Snap yourself every time you find yourself saying, "I can't afford it. That's out of my league. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. I can't do it. I'm not smart enough. I don't know where to start. I'm not well enough connected." Replace your internal dialogue with words like these. "I'll find out how to get connected. I'll start right now with what I have. I'm smart enough to figure this out. I can do it. I am worthy. I am good enough. That is in my league. I can afford it if I really want it." This technique is simple. Wear the band 24/7 for the next 30 days. That includes to bed and while showering. After a red welt forms on your left wrist, you'll start to quickly, safely, and satisfyingly change your behavior. No one needs to know that you're doing this except you. It works rapidly, within a month. It will amaze and delight you. After you experience these tremendous and fulfilling results, tell 3 friends about this technique. Your thoughts have the power to curse or bless. They can lead you to plenty, abundance, surplus, and haveness, or to lack, limitation, deprivation, scarcity, and have-notness. The choice is yours. You can control your thinking. Your thinking controls your behavior. Your behavior controls your results. Put on your millionaire maker and snap your way to vast, ever-improving life and lifestyle. This definitely puts you on the path to becoming an enlightened millionaire.
The 7th aha: words transform. Use the millionaire maker for a few days to snap yourself every time you have a negative thought. Then, focus on the words you speak. The spoken word has a tremendous impact on both your external and internal reality. Words have power. Whatever you say eventually comes back to you like a boomerang. Hence, it is critical to use words properly. Marshall Thurber, a partner in one of the most successful real estate companies in San Francisco, told a powerful experiment he conducted with his office staff. "There was one discipline that immediately transformed my entire organization," he says. "It developed from one of our weekly Monday morning meetings with the entire company. At that meeting, I read a page from a book detailing the life of Rolling Thunder, an American Indian medicine man. These are Rolling Thunder's words. People have to be responsible for their thoughts, so they have to learn to control them. It may not be easy, but it can be done. First of all, if we don't want to think certain things, we don't say them. We don't have to eat everything we see, and we don't have to say everything we think. So we begin by watching our words and speaking with good purpose only." End of quote. Upon reading this quote, everyone in Thurber's company agreed to only speak with good purpose. That is, if it doesn't serve, don't say it. According to their rules, if anyone was observed not following the policy of speaking with good purpose, he or she agreed to donate $2 to a bowl in the office. At the end of the month, the money in the bowl was given to charity. This simple act of putting $2 into a bowl was a transforming experience for this entire office. According to Thurber, nothing he has done before or since had such a powerful impact on a group of people. We offer this as a challenge. Choose your words carefully. Only speak with good purpose. If it doesn't serve, don't say it. If you catch yourself speaking words that don't serve, put $2 into a bowl. Then watch the results in your own life.
The 8th aha: you are your wealth. Most of you have probably read the book The Little Prince by Anton de Saint-Exupéry. In it, he said, "Now here's my secret. It's a very simple secret. It is only with the heart that one can see rightly. What is essential is invisible to the eye. It all starts from nothing. All of us come into the world naked, helpless, and ignorant. So it is whenever you start a new project. You're like a new baby. The first task is to take stock of your resources. In business, they call this preparing a balance sheet, a summary of your assets and liabilities. Assets are called cash, securities, and other liquid investments, real estate, cars, equipment, and other tangible assets, furniture, jewelry, and other personal items. Liabilities are called debts, obligations, mortgages, bank loans, promissory notes. When you subtract your liabilities from your assets, you come up with what is known as net worth. If you want to become a net millionaire, what you own minus what you owe must equal more than $1 million. Having such a balance sheet assumes that it is our possessions that make us wealthy. But many essential items are left off the traditional balance sheet. The truth is that these invisible assets are the real source of all wealth we possess. For instance, what about the original business idea? What about the courage to implement it? What about the contacts and relationships that help you accomplish it? What about creativity, determination, persistence, commitment, and knowledge? None of these attributes appear on a traditional balance sheet, but there can be absolutely no tangible balance sheet without them. The truth is, you don't have wealth. You are your wealth. So let's prepare an enlightened balance sheet. What are some of your invisible assets? Internal assets include creativity and imagination, vision and generosity, courage, boldness, persistence, integrity, expert connections in a customer database or databases, valuable skills like selling, persuading, marketing, or time management. Internal liabilities include anger, small-mindedness, perfectionism, pettiness, fear, anxiety, hesitancy, a bad reputation, laziness, or poor organization. Literally, as a beginner, there are only three resources you need: a good idea, the commitment to do it, and the key contacts who possess all the other resources. Here's your motto: every resource I need, tangible or intangible, is possessed by someone somewhere at this very moment. How can I find these individuals and persuade them to provide me with these resources?
This book is continued on Disc 2.